Hello, good morning, good evening, and good whatever time it is where you're listening from. You have just tuned in to the BPC, also known as the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, but there's no BS here. Just what once was broken spirits that are now whole spirits, picking up pieces and turning them to power each week. It's time to get ready, get set, and press play. So sit back, relax, and do whatever you do to unwind, because it's conversation time, people. Let's go and let's grow, because if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. All right, people, welcome back to the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. And this is episode 44 of 2023, 44 of this BPC journey since we launched back in March of 2022. Be 2 years in March. I find it interesting that it's episode 44. I'm really big on how numbers work in the Bible, just in my faith circle, what I believe in. Number, when you put four and four together, you get eight. It's the number of new beginnings, which I find interesting as we're going into the season. We call it Christmas season, holiday season, whatever you might celebrate, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is, it's still that time of the year. And for some of us, we call it cuffing season, which alludes to the title today. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Cuffing season versus jolly season. Yeah, I said it. You know, I find it appropriate that we go here now, because if you think about what we've been dealing with for the last three episodes about learning to love yourself again, finding your ugly, knowing the difference between space takers and placemakers. And then the question was asked last week, which I think might have offended people because they didn't read the what I put in the, I guess, in the part of the story of the reel that talks about the caption that talks about what it was about. Because I said, can two ugly people make a beautiful thing? And I was like, yes, absolutely. Can two unique people, can two good people, well, you know, listen to the episode. But it was one of my least listened to episodes, but I really believe that it should have been listened to. But people might have gotten caught up by the title, but it was nothing negative about it. So if it's your first time tuning in to the BPC, go back and check out some other stuff. Most definitely go check out the last few weeks. So let's get into this thing, man. I'm excited because I always say I don't ever want to talk about something that I haven't walked out myself or in the process of walking out. And look, I am a single dad that had my daughter majority of the time, and it's rough out in these streets, all right? You know, it's that time of the year. But for me, I have chosen not to sell it in no way, but I also realize I'm in the discovery process. And what the discovery process means, I'm going to get into it in the last segment, but this, instead of being calling cuffing season or the jolly season, you'll find out why I'm using it as well. It truly should be called the season of discovery. And I'm going to tell you why. If you've done the work and spent the time on learning to love yourself, you've discovered a version of you never realized was there. It's always been there, but you matured and grown and been through some things. And you've been through some prunings and other things, and you discover your real you. And the cool thing about this time of the year, depending on what you celebrate, gifts are being exchanged. Sometimes you know what you're getting. Sometimes you don't. Like sometimes I feel like that, sometimes I don't. Anyway, it's like a Cracker Jack box. You know it's a surprise at the bottom of the box for those of a certain age. Some of the young ones might know it too, but they still sell them in certain places. But long story short, Cracker Jack box had a surprise in it. It was a toy or whatever. And you would eat those caramel popcorn just to get to the toy. Sometimes it'd be at the top, and you shake the box, just open it and see what it was. But it was something cool about discovering what was in there. That's what it's like when you open up gifts during this time. And forgive me for the noise just now. I forgot to put my equipment on airplane mode. So forgive me if you heard that. But anyway, had an alert come through. Sorry about that. But back to what I was saying. This whole unwrapping a gift is exciting. And if you've been doing the work, you just unwrapped the real you. But now you're trying to discover your person. So let's talk about this. Let me give you a quick definition of discovery. And then we're going to dig. Discovery, action or process of discovering or being discovered. And then I wrote something down, I read, and this is it about the word discover. If a person or a thing is discovered, someone finds them either by accident or because they have been looking for them. That means most of us are actively looking or waiting for our person to come. The problem is in this season, this holiday season, this last quarter of the year, that process could be tricky because you could get desperate and end up starting to cuff. So what is cuffing? Let's talk. Cuffing. This is called, by definition says, the cold season when everyone's coupling up. So you settle for a new BF or GF, mean boyfriend or girlfriend, usually way below your standards. Now, with that being said, not saying anybody's doing it. I'm not doing it. And many people I know are trying to avoid doing it, but it happens. And when you say way below your standards, I don't think it's just way below. That's what the definition says. I think sometimes we see a whole bunch of green lights, but then it's that one red thing that keeps popping up. When that one, I don't say keep popping up because you just met the person. Or that one red thing that's coming to the forefront. Excuse me. And you ignore it because it's cuffing season. But that red thing, it says a little fox to spoil the vine. That one thing can turn into something big later if you ignore it. So pay attention. But we're settling for what's not our ugly, what's not our person that's in place to be the person that makes our place a home. And then I was reading this other excerpt to even piggyback on it some more. It says, cuffing season during the fall and winter months, people who would normally rather be single. Listen to that. You would rather be single. If you would rather be single, you're in a place of wholeness. That is a rare place for a lot of people to be in. Being wholeness is different. When you're in a place of wholeness, you like taking yourself out. You like going to the movies, whatever it is, by yourself. You would love to have company, but you don't have to have company. So when they say people who would normally rather be single, that means that you don't want your partner, you just don't want to just have anybody. Or they say, or people, his other part, or promiscuous, the total opposite. You just with everybody. You just cookie monsters and everything else. Cookie monsters and other monsters. I'm not going to go there. I guess I could. Eggplant monsters in. Guys, we call it cookies. Girls call it eggplants. Women, whatever. You might just be doing your thing. They said these two extreme people, either the one that would rather be single or the one that's very promiscuous, would find themselves, along with the rest of the world, desiring to be cuffed or tied down. That's what cuffed means, by a serious relationship. And it says the cold weather and prolonged indoor activity causes singles to become lonely and desperate to be cuffed. I don't think it's just the cold weather because I live in Florida. It's not just cold. It's the holiday time of the year when you're really longing for somebody to spend some of those holidays with. And you might have a friend, like a friend that you're cool with, who you spend time with. And you're in the discovery phase of getting to know that person. And sometimes in that phase, because that friend is actually there for a specific reason and purpose in this season of your life, you might find yourself trying to accelerate a process just because subconsciously, even though you're whole and complete, it's a part of you that wants to be with somebody still. But you got to be very aware and sensitive to, am I cuffing or am I looking for joy or to be jolly? We're getting that shortly. Because what you really want is jolly. You don't want cuffing, you want jolly. So 'tis the season to be jolly for a reason, especially during this discovery process. As a matter of fact, I go back to, for those of our faith, of the Garden of Eden. Adam had this whole garden to himself. And the whole time inside of him, unbeknownst to him, but of course God knew, was Eve. Until Adam got to a place to where he was just so good at being by himself, it wasn't time for him to discover or see or have Eve presented to him, even though she was already in him, which is crazy. You don't know the story? If you ain't never read the Bible, go read Genesis, just the first few chapters. You don't have to be a Christian believer, but read it. It's a very interesting the way the world started. The world, Earth was created, everything else, universe. For those that believe, if you don't believe, read it. Still get reading. Go read it. I don't care if you're Muslim, whatever, atheist, antagonist, whatever it is, agnostic, sorry, not antagonist, agnostic, whatever your belief is, read those first few chapters of that. That story is amazing. So God comes up to Adam and says, hey, it is not good for you to be alone, dude. He basically looked at Adam like, he said that to himself, it's not good for man to be alone. And he put Adam to sleep, and then he reached into Adam, pulled out Eve. And then the crazy thing was, when Adam woke up, he go, oh, I know you. Now, the crazy thing, how can he know somebody he's never seen? Because I believe there's something inside of you that's going to let you know when that person arrived. But on the other side, I think the enemy of your soul knows during this time of the year, during cuffing season, that is the best time for him to send a distraction or a fool's goal or something, an imposter or whatever you want to call it, that looks like, feels like 98% of what you were expecting, but it wasn't 100%. And for us, what we believe, it says in our faith walk, every good and perfect gift comes from God. Now, where perfect means mature. Doesn't mean perfect as you think, but that person has been cooking. That person has went through that stuff. They're seasoned. They're ready for you and you're ready for them. Because y'all both have discovered y'all ugly. And learn to love yourself. And so that's how, if you think about it, outside of the garden and stuff, that was one of the first major gifts outside of life, of course, too, that God physically put in front of Adam was his wife, his helpmate, help me. But then he said, I know you. So you open up this gift and you didn't know what to expect. You wake up and the gift is just there. Like, oh my God, I know her. That's what the discovery process should be like. We're doing cuffing season right now. We get, instead of waiting to that time or that date of arrival, how many times, matter of fact, let me tie it into this holiday season. How many times have you told your significant other, a family or whatever, what gift you wanted? Instead of letting them surprise you. What fun is that? It's cool to tell them, but tell them the type of things you like and let them surprise you, because that discovery becomes more exciting. Now, when it comes to our person, our partner in life, you put your request for us, we put our request known for God. And it's going to be my prayer that all of you who are listening eventually get your person. And hopefully you get it within the next few months, if it's not in the next 20 some days, whatever it is. But enjoy the discovery process, because part of the discovery process, when I go back to the garden, if she was always in him and was already in the garden already because she was in him, you might have people around you right now that's waiting on you to get to your ugly, because until you get to your ugly, that person cannot be presented to you, or you cannot get that present. See what I just did? That person cannot be presented to you, or you might not be ready to receive that person, even though they're around you, until you get to your place of holiness and dealt with your stuff. Like they have to have dealt with themselves. Sorry, tongue tied. So you can be ready to receive that gift during the season. So, as we close this first segment, since we just finished talking about cuffing, the call to action is simply this: make a promise to yourself that you're not settling in the season. And you're not going to get cuffed up with somebody that locks you down in such a place that when your person is coming along, you can't see them because you're distracted by the person you're cuffed up to and the key been thrown out temporarily because you ignored the signs, you ignored stuff that was there, and you took it deeper instead of slowing it down and tapping the brakes and say, let me make sure I'm doing the right thing. And for some of you, that might mean during December, when the month you really want to be with somebody, or you might have a friend around that you was liking like that, and you just wasn't sure, you might have to pull back. Because December, you're full of so many emotions. And the enemy of your soul knows that. So make a promise to yourself. Either pull back and look at the big scope of things in the future. Slow down. Or if you're not involved with anybody anyway, don't take a cuff over your ugly person. All right? I'm Miracles One. It was a long segment. This might be a long podcast. I say long meaning more than like 30 minutes, but I think it's necessary, man, because 'tis the season to be jolly. Cuffing season versus jolly season. Be back in 36 seconds. All right, people, we're back for episode 44 of 2023, segment two. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Cuffing season versus jolly season. You know, we had our call to action last segment, but I meant to also remind you, like I said, this is the 44th episode, and I said it's a new beginning for me, new beginning for this podcast. You know, I announced a few weeks ago, and just how we're doing things a little bit differently. I believe it's a new beginning for any of you that are listening when it comes to your person, if you've done the work to become your ugly. Because now it's time for you really to be jolly instead of just selling. And what is jolly? Crazy thing is, I would think of jolly as being happy and all that. It is what it is. That's the surface level. But I dug a little deeper and I found an interesting definition. And this segment shouldn't be as long as the first, but I want to make sure I put this out there because I think this is really going to help you on in on what you're looking for, what you're expecting, and making sure you don't get locked up to the wrong thing, the wrong person. Let's keep it real. It's not even about a thing. This is really about a person at this point. Jolly. Extremely pleasant. I like that one. This is what I love. Or agreeable. Agreeable. That word right there changed my whole dynamic when God gave me the title, Cuffing versus Jolly Season. Had me tied to things I tied it to in the first segment. Because when you look at the definition of agreeable, it says being in harmony. Being in harmony, being in rhythm. And then the other thing I looked up was when you're in harmony, you're also in alignment. And what I read was this. If two people are in alignment, they are the same or similar to each other in or agree with each other. If they are out of alignment, they are different, they disagree, and that's not jolly. Because when you think about what you're trying to accomplish when it comes to finding your partner and discovering the greatest gift you ever received, the person that walks alongside you for the rest of your life, you want them to be in alignment with who you are, who you're going to be, and be okay with what you came from, what you walked through. Because if you cannot be your authentic and true self and reveal your struggles, reveal your journey, reveal your story to this person, and they can't accept that, you can't be jolly with them. Because they can't come in agreement with your past, present, your future, and vice versa. You got to be okay with theirs. Because then if y'all are okay with that, y'all testimonies are in alignment. That means how you got to your ugly, how you got to the place you're in now. That journey, that process is going to be your propulsion to get you to where you're going as y'all walking beside each other with independent destinies and purposes, but also a collective destiny and purpose. Well, y'all make each other better because of y'all jolly. Because of y'all fa la la la. Isn't that what you want? So do you really want to cuff it up? I could have did so much with that. Do you really want to cuff it up? Play with the words if you want to. You get it. You really want to lock yourself down temporarily? You want to settle for something temporarily that's going to mess up something that would have been permanent. That statement right there. No, you want to slow down. If you slightly cuffed up, maybe you got 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and you feel somebody, you pull back a little bit. Figure it out. Let the person figure it out. Be transparent with them. Say, look, I'm trying to figure this thing out. Something will feel like maybe moving too fast. Whatever that thing might be. You do that. It's okay. Because it's not about, at that point, that's not even about you. That's about you being fair to them. If you're mature enough to sit there and say, I'm moving too fast or whatever, even though they might be supplying a need you want right now in this cuffing season, but you feel like from a destiny standpoint and a beyond the season standpoint, something might not be right. You're doing them a favor by just taking this emotional time to pull back and say, let me look at this differently. Let me regather. I'll keep it real. I was in a relationship that me and the person were friends first. And then we dated for a while and off and on, something would come up. And we amicably decided to go our separate ways because of this thing. Because it wasn't looking like it was headed toward purpose. Now, both of us are mature enough to say, if a year down the road, 2 years down the road, and God brought us back and neither one of us had found somebody, and for some reason we missed the mark and we pulled back and said it's over, it could happen. But if it doesn't, we was okay with that. And that happened after 2.5 years. And you think it was easy? No, but it was necessary for everybody to get clarity and to move on with their lives and figure out what was going on. How much more so do you owe the person you've been with for a dating or discovering for a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever it might be, or you just met a couple weeks ago because you met them online? That's a whole nother story. When I tell you I hate online. Every time I've tried, it just, everything's moving too fast. You be your authentic self and people think it's fake. If you're not your authentic self, you're cheating yourself. So what do you do? I'm sorry, if I can't be my ugly, I won't do it that way. I really meet you in real life. Because online, if you give them too much, they think you love bombing. But if it's who you are, you're not love bombing, because they don't realize what they're getting from you is actually your 10%. They haven't even seen nothing, even half or 25% of who you are, or a third, whatever. But that's the environment we're in now. On the flip side, though, you might have had a friend. This is the other side of that. You might have had a friend. Y'all been friends for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Y'all watched each other go through all these seasons. And you and that friend are at a place where neither one of y'all in a relationship. And y'all had moments where y'all was like, man, we actually dated. We might get along. We might be a good thing. Y'all would joke with each other. And y'all might be in a moment where y'all facing each other in a way y'all never faced each other before. It's like, you know what? Maybe I want to discover that. Let me see what that might look like. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just giving you this discovery process and how major it is when it comes to your jolly. Because the only way you're going to find out if that person is harmonious to you, or you being in harmony with that person, in agreement, or agreeable, is to go through the discovery process. Some people call it dating, collecting data. But at this point, you're collecting data, but at this point, if you've opened the gift up, now you're discovering it. Collecting data, you're looking at the gift wrapper, you're kind of tear the paper off a little bit and peek what might be in the box. But once you open the gift up, now you're discovering what all this thing can do. Think about your cell phone. I can guarantee you it's not a single person listening to me unless they're a tech person that knows everything about their cell phone, all things that it does. You probably, by the time a new one come out, you probably only about 75, if even that much, 80% of what all that phone you had in the last generation could have done. And now you're buying a new one and starting the whole process, some of it anyway, over again. You're discovering again. That's the great thing about the discovery process, which is what the last segment is about. The discovery process is what happened after you say, I do. The discovery process is what happens after the gift is unwrapped. The discovery process is what starts once you become intimate with that person. It doesn't mean physical intimacy all the time. You can be emotionally and spiritually and mentally intimate with a person before the physical. And most of the time, if you're not that, the physical is not going to have the same effect as it would have had if you had did it later. Look, keep it 100. I've been on both sides of the fence. I've abstained for 2.5 years. When I got married, never had sex with my significant other before then. Didn't work out. I've had other situations happen too, where I have my longest relationships with somebody I did. And I'm, you know, look, I know in my belief, we don't supposed to have sex before marriage. I'm just being honest with you guys. I'm telling you about what I've walked out and been through. But the intimacy that was there before anything happened was so pivotal. And that's for a discovery process. Because sometimes when the other happened, physical happens so fast, and it happens a lot during cuffing season. Let's keep it real. Let's keep in mind, if you was a single person who enjoyed being single, you've been single for a while, hormones might be kind of like challenging. Or if you were a promiscuous person, you were one person, you still that person who likes to be active. So you dirty the water, you muddy the water, because you've seen that person in through it from inside out, but not from inside out the way you need to. You see it different because you're physically connected to them and you're soul tied to them. So, what am I telling you? It's time for you to be jolly instead of cuffing and do something different this season. So as we go into our last break, just the season to be jolly and not settle. And get ready for the discovery process. A Miracles One, I'll be back in 36 seconds. All right, people, we're back for the last part, episode 44, 2023 of the BPC, Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. Just the season to be jolly. Cuffing season versus jolly season. Hope by now you realize that if you made a promise to yourself to not cuff this year, to not lock yourself down with something temporarily that could affect what was coming that was permanent, or to not been so caught up in the business of having options where I didn't have this in the last segment. I guess I was supposed to say this. I mean, with the online dating thing and everything else, you got all these options where you're a man or woman. And you might pass something up that had all the qualities, but you want to keep seeing what else was out there. And then the opportunity passed you by. You end up cuffing to somebody else when the permanent person was already there. But then I agree, we kept trying to discover or peep in other gift wrappings, a gift because we like the wrapping that was on the outside. Let me say this. Don't you ever forget. If you don't get somebody's ugly, meaning the things I talk about, I'm not going over it again in the last 3 episodes or whatever, you're getting their wrapping paper. And their wrapping paper is not who they're going to be 90 days from now, period. It said it, did it, done it. All right. With that being said, the big discovery. Like I said, when I touched on it in the last segment, if you are being discovered, somebody either find you, either by accident, in which I don't believe is no happenstance, especially when it comes to faith walk, or that person found you because they've been looking for you. And the discovery process is going to be the great, when you find that person through the discovery process, because you chose not to cuff and you're looking for your alignment partner, your jolly, that is going to be the greatest gift you ever receive. Because let me tell you something. That final piece to your home or to your house that makes your house a home will not happen until you have peace without it. Let me say that again. That final piece, P-I-E-C-E, would not come in place until you learn to have the P-E-A-C-E without it. That means peace that surpasses all your natural understanding this season. It literally says, I'm by myself. I'm going to be okay with that if I don't get that person this season. Or I'm by myself and that person, I'm okay with that. And that person still could be coming in the season. Who knows? But part of finding that person, discovering them. And once you discover them, you can start discovering who they are to throw the peel back, to getting to know, becoming one with that person on a mental, emotional, spiritual level. Before the physical level even happens, you'll get what I call love. Outside the love I've already talked about, I got an acronym I'm going to leave you guys with. I'm going to close this segment fast. And I'm probably going to do a podcast on this next week. I feel it in my spirit. It's probably going. But this is a love I want you to have. Acronym, the L is for limitless. Limitless joy, limitless unconditional love, limitless happiness, limitless all that. All that limitless stuff, but understand it comes at a price. Having limitless stuff means it's going to be sometimes you get pushed to your limit in the person that you are right now so you can become the person you need to be for that person that you're with. Your core is not going to change, but some things about you that might not be good for you, not just with that person, but in general, for us, God, for you, whatever your faith circle might be, will use that person to bring that to your attention so you can be a better version of you outside the home. Because if you're a better version of you outside the home, you most definitely will be a better version of you inside the home. Limitless. In that everything you have, the O is that you have overwhelming in abundance, that you reap everything you sow into the wrong people coming back to you. And you get overwhelmed with joy, and it's just a blessing of intangible, of peace, of love, of nurturing, of caring, and all above. And in the V, that you can be vulnerable with that person, that even in your utmost vulnerability moment, that person still loves you unconditionally. And that's your safe place. That's your home. And E, that y'all never stop. And I'm gonna put a word in front of it. E stands for emotions. But what I want to say is that y'all never stop discovering new emotions in different seasons of your life for each other. And you never stop dating. And that's the type of love I want you to have this holiday season. That's the type of love I want you to have as you find your jolly partner, your person you're in agreement with, your person that you come into alignment with, the person that's presented to you as your present. Because that's what we all want, right? We want love. We want to laugh. We want to live. We want to love. So as we close this segment and close this episode, I hope you enjoyed it. Tis the season to be jolly. I could have said or not, but no, it's only jolly people. Because nothing else matters. It is my prayer, and I'll be praying for everybody listening on this podcast this week, that if you have distractions in the way, that God clears them. If there are no distractions in the way, that you get to meet you get to discover your present, or your present is presented to you. Because ladies, keep in mind, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. He's looking for you. He's looking for you while you might be looking for him. But if you're moving around too much, you might miss him. Your partner is looking for you. But anyway, let's discover your gift in this season. Because we was given one of the greatest gifts of all for those that believe in that and our walk. He gave our life, his life for us. But he came as a gift first to be discovered. So anyway, thank you. Thank you again for the big S, the support. Continue to share, continue to subscribe, continue to review. And I will see you guys next week. It's been amazing. It's been awesome. If you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. Love you all to life. Miracles when I'm out.